Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Transitioning from baby food to whole food can be really tricky. I certainly have experienced that. Is it best to start with cereal, mashed bananas, cooked carrots, or peas, or is there a better way? Well, Jamie Proctor, registered dietitian, mother of two, shares with us today here in our kitchen how she has been challenged by her toddler and what has worked to turn her into a healthy eater. Jamie, how old is your toddler?
Hi, Ellen. She is 15 months old now.
She's 15 months. Wow, just at that stage where it's really tricky to feed her. So was she always struggle to feed from the beginning, or is this just recent?
You know, she has been a challenge since the beginning, I would say. I'm not exaggerating when I say I think she was strong-willed from day one. So it's just her personality.
And you have an older son who was not, so this is your
right.
This is your chance to figure out how to help us deal with transitioning.
He's 4 years old, and he's much more laid back. So
he's laid back, 4 year old. That is way cool. All right. So what is the issue with your daughter? Is it flavor, texture, fiber issue? What is the usual issue for transitioning?
You know, it can be all of the above, depending on the child. It's not unusual for children to have issues with texture when they're starting to eat solid foods, because after all, they're going from a full liquid diet to solids. So everything is new to them, and the flavors are new too. So you just have to really keep trying with repetition is one of the keys, I would say, because with repetition, they become more familiar with it. And the texture is definitely an issue with Savannah, I think. That's my daughter's name. She prefers things that are softer, and she has 12 teeth, so it's not that she can't chew, but she'll chew and chew and chew on things that she likes the taste of, even watermelon, which, you know, is not a hard food to chew up, but she'll chew that and then spit it out. So, texture can definitely be an issue.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jamie. I had sort of the similar transition with my son, and I hear a lot from people when I consult having the same issue. I think the texture transition. But for the longest time, we've been told the way to transition your baby into food is giving them rice cereal or giving them some mashed up food. And I have found through my years of experience and as a dietitian that is not necessarily true, that you can actually give them soft pieces of food. Is that something that you have experienced as making it easier or harder for you?
It depends on the food. We kept it simple around here. We always had, pretty much always have bananas and avocados around the house, and both of those are soft. So you can start by trying to mash them with a fork if you want to, or they're soft enough that you can even give little chunks to babies and they can kind of squish them up in their mouths too. So and both of those were first foods for both of my kids. And of course, from there you can move on to softer table foods. I think the kids also really like flavors more than we would expect. It's typical, I think, for baby foods just to be the one food, which is important in the beginning to make sure that they don't have reactions to other foods. But I know that Savannah, for instance, she prefers her avocados as guacamole. So she wants the garlic or onion and the cilantro and the lemon or lime juice in it. She prefers that over just plain avocado. So I think that that's the way to go, is to add in those seasonings and not to be afraid of it, because sometimes the kids will really like that and they'll eat it much better than the plain food.
That's so true. We're often so scared with feeding our toddlers any flavor. I mean, we have to always stay away from the sugar and the salt, but no one ever said anything against cinnamon and paprika and basil, all the other spices and herbs that you can add in. So definitely, I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one that started that really young. But so tell me something, 15 months old, toddlers, they're starting to really also be enticed visually. So do you think it makes a difference how you introduce the food, like in what plate, what color, or is that really just feeding into this picky syndrome of my food has to be in the orange plate at all times.
No, I definitely think that presentation matters for I would say maybe starting at about a year. I think before that, they're not quite as picky about the presentation, but she definitely is now. And especially with an older brother, she sees what he has, and then she wants that. So, you know, don't try to give her that baby food if he's eating something that looks better. So it does matter, I think, to put it on maybe having, like, little dishes that have different colors on the same plate. Or for her, she really likes those reusable squeeze pouches. So we'll put foods in those. That makes it a little more fun to be able to squeeze it out. Or straws. Kids love straws. So if you can blend up healthy foods in a smoothie, then that's a great way to go. Those are some. Oh, and to make sure there's different colors on the plate as well. You know, so often toddlers, it's very tempting to just put white foods because a lot of times that's what they like, or the white and tan foods. But it's very important to include different colors and to get them used to different colors. And plus, it's more visually appealing. So make sure you put a variety of colors out there.
Yeah, let's start them early on looking, not eating just white, beige, and brown food. We really make that mistake. Yogurt was, my son was, started his life in Istanbul, Turkey. That's where we lived. And their first food is yogurt. They call it yogurt. And that is, you can do a lot with yogurt. So that was a big success for us. Do you use a lot of yogurt with your children?
Absolutely, I do. That's another thing that we do in those reusable squeeze pouches a lot for her, because it's something that I can buy just the plain yogurt, so there's no added sugars, and I'll just mash up half a banana and mix it with plain yogurt. Sometimes I'll mash up some blueberries in there with it, or whatever we have on hand. You can really puree any fruit, and that way it adds the sweetness without adding sugar to it, like so often. If you buy yogurt that are even marketed for babies in the store, they have added sugars, and they just don't need that. So we do quite a bit of yogurt.
A lot of that store-bought yogurt also comes with some food coloring and preservatives, even the children kind. So I always tell everyone, just double check the ingredient list, because even though it says baby on the front, it may still not be the best choice for you. And you can even make your own yogurt. It's not that difficult. I'll have to share that recipe soon with everybody. But always buy the plain yogurt and then have fun with it. I agree with that. Well, we're getting towards the end of our show, but I want to make sure we finish with some encouragement stories and encouragement examples from Jamie. And Jamie's a registered dietitian just like me, and a lot of people assume our children are example of great eaters, and it's not always the case. We do have picky eaters too. It's what makes us better dietitians, I hope. So Jamie, do you want to give us maybe an example of a food that you were able to turn Savannah to after much hard work?
Well, you know, a specific example I don't think comes to mind, but I would say that a key is definitely don't cave in. It's, you know, they'll refuse the foods, and if you cave and then give them their favorite foods instead, then they'll try it again and again. Just keep trying. With repetition, it becomes more familiar. And remember that you as the adult are in charge of what foods you put in front of your children. They may choose to refuse it, but as long as you're providing a variety and you're putting it out there, then you're doing your job. And make sure that you're modeling that healthy eating as well.
Oh, that's probably the most important part. Don't feed your kids healthy food and eat junk food yourself.
Right.
Definitely a great reminder. Well, thank you, Jamie, so much for sharing your story and all your awesome advice with us. Jamie is part of our team, and a lot of her recipes, you can find it on our website, and that's kidcritics.org. KIDKRITICS.org. We have tons of toddler-friendly recipes, so make sure you check our recipe tab, because I'm sure you're going to find one that you can introduce to your kids today. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. All our past episodes are there. Thanks for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen, and as always, eat well and stay well.